1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Local Youth Worker, a podcast brought to you by Reformed Youth Ministries. I'm your host, John Parrott. This is episode number 434, and today we're going to be talking about taming technology. All of us know that we can struggle to use our devices in a right way, and so much of this came from a Sunday school class that I've been teaching, and the last lesson that we had was talking about godly uses of technology and how we can seek to steward our smartphones specifically. Sure, it can be tablets, it can be laptops, it can be streaming services on our televisions, whatever it is, but primarily thinking about our smartphones. And anyone listening to this knows that devices are addictive. We've heard, I mean, if you listen to this podcast consistently, you've heard the research, you've heard the reports that tell us this. It's no secret as this is becoming more and more public, as this is being discussed. And so what are some practices that we could seek to employ to help us make these devices less addictive, to help us steward these devices in a way where they are helpful to us, where we can use them but not be dependent on them? And so I have, I believe, 11 suggestions that will hopefully, you know, take one of these, take a few of these, take none of these, but hopefully some of these will spark some thoughts of how you can use your devices in a healthy way. Because, you know, I think one of the biggest sins we can say associated with our devices is wasting our time. We know that every second we have on this earth is a gift from God, that time is something we cannot buy more of. It's a valuable, limited resource. And so that makes wasting it a big deal. And anything we do in our lives from day to day is impacted by time. And so just getting us to think about the fact that Christ did come to this earth and he did not waste one second for us, that he redeemed the time for us. And, you know, anytime we start talking about wasting time, we start thinking about our devices, shame and guilt can come up, and that's not the point of why I'm discussing this today. It's really to help us live out of that reality that Jesus did redeem the time for us. And so the burden of that has been lifted off of us. But out of that grace, how can we live in a way that is truly grateful for the lives that he's purchased? And I think stewarding our devices can really help us think about that more faithfully. So in the first place, I would just say the word bookends as we think about stewarding our devices faithfully, and that is bookending our day. Think about how we start our days and how we end our days. I've quoted Andy Crouch plenty of times on here. He was joined us on the podcast just a few weeks ago, but he said, we wake up before our technology and we put our technology to bed before we do. And I just think that's such helpful advice. I know for me, it does not help me to wake up with my device. It doesn't help me to wake up and to look at all of the, you know, notifications and just sending my mind down a path where it's not calming oftentimes. And so just thinking about waking up 5 minutes, 10, 15, 30 minutes to where you're not looking at your device first thing. If that requires buying an alarm clock, buy an alarm clock. If it's, I use my Garmin watch to wake me up, and that's been helpful for me, just to have some moments of stillness. And of course, as Christians, encouraging spending those early mornings in the Word, communing with the Lord through His Word and through prayer. And then also just ending the day without a device. As again, Andy Crouch says, he puts his technology to bed before he goes to bed. Is there a way to wind down that's apart from the device? And sure, scrolling can be something that people do to kind of wind down, and watching Netflix might be something like that. But as many people have said, you know, scrolling probably isn't as restful as we might think it is at times, where we kind of fill our moments with that. And so is there a way to scroll a little bit and then put the phone down and just 30 minutes be away from it, get ready for bed, maybe again, read scripture, maybe read another book, maybe just have some conversation. If you're married, talk with your spouse. trying to bookend the day without the device. Secondly, creation. Get out in creation. Again, to point to Crouch once again, as he said recently, you know, he walks outside first thing in the morning. He said that, you know, not going for a walk through the neighborhood, but just literally walking out the front door and just standing there. And he said, you know, it makes him human again, that he hears the sounds of creation, feels the weather, just breathes in the air. You know, so maybe just those of you listening to this, think of how deprived are you from creation? And of course, even if you're working in an office, you're interacting with creation, but literally being out in nature. Can you go for a walk wherever you are? Are you able to go sit in a park and just look at creation? I've thought about, as we were raising our five children, almost 100% of the time this worked. It might be different for other people, but if our children were inconsolable and were just crying as infants, almost every time we walked outside and just stood outside, it would calm them. Again, almost 100% of the time, their crying would just stop. And there's something about our souls longing to be in creation. And so, you know, if you're struggling with your device and you're feeling overly anxious, could it be that some of this is related to just being deprived from creation? And, you know, we think of Jesus as he talked about anxiety and him pointing to the lilies of the field and the birds of the air is something that just can calm us in the midst of feeling anxious. And so just encouraging you to find ways to stop and to be in creation. And another encouragement that I would say that's, you know, kind of related to this is just to stop. Fill some of your spare time throughout the day with moments of stillness. Instead of just scrolling, you know, if you find yourself with a little break throughout the day, if you find yourself or you're just kind of wearied from work and you're about to reach for your phone and begin scrolling and get, you know, a hit from social media, so to speak, literally just be still. Just sit there, just breathe. If you're by a window, look out the window. If you're able to get outside, get outside. If not, just maybe even physically picking your chair up and turning away from a screen and just looking at the wall. Just having some moments where you're just able to breathe and to relax. Very practically speaking, I've put be still on my calendar on my phone and just have that to where it goes off. It just reminds me. Find some stillness throughout the day. So maybe doing something like that. I know there are some apps that can even help with this. Opal, I believe, is one, and OneSec is another one where it's just apps you can install that delay your ability to get on social media and kind of forces you to be still. And so maybe that's something that could be helpful for you. A fourth one is just our finitude, to embrace the fact that you're a finite creature, that you have limits, both physically and mentally. It's okay, it's healthy even to embrace those, to know that you cannot answer every text, you cannot answer every Slack message, you cannot respond to every notification, serve every need in this world, as we can use social media to, you know, help us know what's going on in the world, which can be helpful, but it can be overwhelming at the same time. You know, Kelly Kapik is one who's, again, been on this podcast and has been really helpful of just him sharing how, you know, he felt so much guilt as he would go to bed every night and just asking God for forgiveness for all these things that he did not do. And then he started to realize, you know what, God doesn't expect me to do all these things because this is more than what I could handle. And he said he began, you know, changing his prayers to asking God for forgiveness for ever thinking he could do all these things. And so there's a sense in which we need to embrace our creatureliness, embrace our finitude. And our devices can often kind of war against that. And so just maybe embrace your finitude. Maybe that reality is something that can give you rest and help you keep your device in a proper place. And another one that goes right along with this, fifth one, is inefficiency. Without a doubt, we have made an idol out of being efficient and productive. And yes, it's a good thing to be efficient and to be productive, and we need to strive by God's grace to steward each day and to use the time and to redeem the time in a wise way, but we must be cautious. And really, you know, quoting Kelly Capick again, I mean, we're commanded to be inefficient because, as he points out, loving others is very inefficient. And of course, we're called to love others, but loving others often causes us to die to self. Loving others causes us to push our agenda to the side, to maybe push our productivity to the side, to slow down, and to realize that, you know, if you love other people, you're going to get messy. But even maybe more practically than that, maybe just slow down your podcast speed. You know, maybe watch YouTube at normal speed. You know, we often in our days try to cram so much into each day that we're just overwhelming ourselves. Maybe decrease how much you're trying to get done in any given day, and be okay with some inefficiency at times. Number six is the idea of a dumb phone. And I'm not necessarily saying go out and buy a flip phone or, you know, the light phone, any other kind of what we might categorize as dumb phone, but, you know, make your smartphone a dumb phone. Yes, again, you can buy a dumb phone, but there's so many. You can Google making a smartphone a dumb phone, and there's all these different kinds of ideas. You know, what one of those is just kind of clearing the home screen of your smartphone. Instead of having a lot of apps on the home screen or even those distracting apps, you know, move those to a secondary page or a third page. And just having kind of the maybe apps that you use for work that are there. But oftentimes, all of us, we've got a picture on our home screen. And so if you open your phone, you're able to see that picture more. It actually just kind of declutters your mind a little bit and is a little less distracting. But you can delete email off your phone. You can do other things to make it more of a dumb phone, to where you're using your desktop more than your phone. Number seven is community. We all know as believers, we are created for community. We're created to interact and to have other relationships. Well, those of you listening to this, just think, are you spending time with other people in your life, or are you isolating yourself? Do you share real physical time and space with people? You know, is your smartphone causing you to isolate yourself? Just reflecting on that, because yes, moments of solitude are important. Moments of solitude are healthy for sure, but there's a difference between solitude and isolation. And we've got to be cautious of, are we isolating ourselves to such a degree through our devices that we're not interacting with others? And not only this concept, but as we think about community, putting phones away when you're talking to someone or sharing a meal with someone, you know, actually getting rid of the distraction that our devices can be, you know, or checking your smartwatch when you're in mid-conversation with someone, really trying to stop and to focus on the other individual and minimize distractions. And of course, there are times where it's, you know, we're going to have our devices and we might be at a work lunch and it's hurried anyway. And, you know, it's okay to check some of those things at times, but really just trying to have deep communion of being open with other people and being vulnerable with trusted friends, to serve our churches, just thinking of different ways in which we can foster a community. Number eight is tactile. Emphasizing a tactile. You know, you think about God, he literally took on flesh and entered his creation. You know, to quote Nancy Piercy, God loves physical creation more than we do. He loves it so much that he came into this earth. He entered his creation. Encouraging you to use your body to interact with creation. If that's journaling, if it's actually holding a print book and underlining in it and writing in the margins. You know, I think we've mentioned on this podcast, there's been neurological studies that have just said we use our brains differently when we're actually holding a pen and writing and underlining. We're accessing parts of our brains that don't get accessed in any other ways. And, you know, there's studies that have said that we actually retain more when we're writing, because I know there's a study where students were said to, you know, basically write a transcript of the class that they're in, that they were sitting there, they were taking notes, and those that were using laptops were able to basically write down every word the professor was saying. And then they were tested immediately after that, and they did fine on the test. But those who were actually writing notes, they said later, were retaining it longer and did better the next day because they tested the two groups, which I forgot to say that some that were handwriting and some that were typing. Well, the handwritten people did better the following day because they were retaining more. And they said, you know, typically as they're sitting there and they're taking notes, they know as they're handwriting, they're not able to capture everything the professor's saying. So they're having to receive the information to kind of summarize it and interact with it as they write it down. Those who are writing the transcript or not. And so just thinking of ways to be more tactile, because so much of our lives are just swiping on our devices and are interacting with things that aren't, you know, real in the terms of physical. They're just kind of out there in the ether, so to speak. But also, you know, hobbies would fall under this. You know, is there something you could be doing that's going to fill this? Because there's, you know, ASMR videos are very popular and those often emphasize tactile things. And there's people that think that the reason why these are so popular is because people are so deprived of tactile things. And we need to be reminded we're embodied creatures and God made fingers to use and arms and legs. And there's so many ways in which we need to be engaging our bodies in this tactile behavior. And so just thinking of ways where you can be more tactile. Another, the ninth, is screen time. You know, as we've said plenty of times on this podcast, we've quoted Jonathan Haidt specifically and Gene Twenge, as screen time goes up, so does depression and anxiety. Getting our screen time under control can really help our mental health. And so I think it's just helpful for all of us, I mean, to do this practice, to first, before you look at your phone, guess what your screen time is and try to be realistic about it. And then actually check what your screen time is on your device and see how close you were in guessing that. And then maybe just say, you know what, this week I'm going to try to decrease my screen time by 15 minutes, by 30 minutes. Just be less dependent upon it and be more intentional in how we use it. And of course, you know, this, I think it's a helpful practice. I don't want to guilt or shame anyone over this, but to be thinking, you know, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling some depression, if you're just kind of discouraged, could it be related to this screen time? And again, one way to test that is to decrease it and to reflect on that and see how it begins impacting you if you do it for a week or two or even longer. And, you know, if you go back and listen to our interview with Andy Crouch, that yes, we are addicted to our devices. And if you begin to withdraw, you're going to have withdrawal symptoms. And so, you know, for you, if you're starting to do this, it could be that it gets worse right as you do it because you're missing that, you know, drug, so to speak, that you've removed. But think about that. Think about decreasing your screen time. Think about maybe taking a tech Sabbath or just fast from certain times a day. Maybe turning off all or most of your notifications. You know, again, for work, there might be notifications that you need, but maybe even kind of taking inventory of that. Are there some notifications you really just don't need? Maybe trying to remove that will keep you from reaching for it so consistently and being on it less. Tenth is rest. Trying to get true rest. That so often for me speaking, and I'm sure many of you out there, my device can be something I reach for when I'm wanting to just kind of chill out. And sometimes it can be, you know, useful in that. It can give me just kind of, this is nice just to relax and kind of maybe scroll YouTube a little bit, maybe watch something. But more often than not, I kind of feel worse. You know, it's similar. And as many people have said, you know, social media is like junk food in a lot of ways. It can be enjoyable at times, but we can enjoy certain types of junk food. I love Sour Patch Kids. I love Sour Patch Watermelons. Those are awesome. And I go back and forth on what my favorite is. But if I eat a lot of that, I'm going to just feel nasty. And oftentimes, even if I do enjoy that and indulge, I still just kind of don't feel great afterwards. Well, our phones can do that to us. And oftentimes we might be doing things where we think, you know, this is a moment of rest and this is something that I can engage in that's a little restful and just kind of chilling out. But is it really giving you rest? And trying to think of even the media diet we're consuming, what is it we are watching? And is it actually giving us rest, or is it at times filling us with anxiety? Is it something that's, you know, tense or thrilling at times, which again, those can be fun things to enjoy, whether that's a show, but sometimes it's actually not helping us rest. But just maybe consider your media diet, consider your device interaction. And is it filling up all your moments of rest where you could be getting true rest, and it's a hindrance to that? The 11th and last one, as we think about just kind of interacting with our devices, and that is Thanksgiving. Yes, we need to be thankful for our technology. We need to see technology as a gift, good gift from God. But, you know, as we're thinking of our smartphones and we're thinking of social media, so much of our social media is fostering negativity. So much of our social media is fostering comparison and envy and judgment and anger. So much of it is just fostering just various aspects of anger and related emotions to that, which, again, anger is very much connected to depression. We need to strive to be fostering joy, fostering thanksgiving, to praise God for the many blessings that He's given us, to ask Him to help us to have eyes and ears to hear and to see His goodness that's all around us. His goodness is manifested in so many ways, and to ask Him to show that to you, to see how the gospel blesses you each and every day, and to make this a practice. And that's not saying that, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're discouraged right now, that, hey, it's just suck it up and start being happy. No, there's going to be mourning. There's going to be brokenness and times of sadness. But in the midst of so much negativity that can come through our devices, striving to have a thankful heart. And in all reality, some of this thankfulness can be from just putting the device away and putting it down and getting away from it. Especially, you know, if we're just consuming so much negativity and so much that's moving us to just see other people's lifestyles and to be jealous, to be envious, to covetousness, you know, having covetous desires towards someone else's life, but striving to be thankful, to see what God has given us, and to turn and to give Him thanks for the many blessings that He's given us, ultimately through His Son Jesus. So just to go back through those, the first is bookends, second is creation, third is stop, fourth, finitude, fifth, inefficiency, six, dumb phone, seven, community, eight, tactile, 9, screen time, 10, rest, 11, Thanksgiving. Hopefully these 11 practices, thoughts can just kind of help you evaluate your own life, help you evaluate your own practices, help you begin to steward your device in a way that's helpful. There's other ideas, other thoughts that you can add to this, but I hope these help.